Thank you for tuning in for the next 30 minutes to Victory Gospel Lighthouse Church. We are located at 907 Howard Street in Jennings, Louisiana. We would like to invite you to be our guest Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. for our regular service and Wednesday nights at 6:30 p.m. for Bible study. For more information, please contact us at P.O. Box 387, Jennings, Louisiana 70546. Now stay tuned for an exciting and anointed message from Pastor Austin Spell.
If you have your Bibles, we're going to go to the book of Hebrews this morning, read a couple of scriptures there. While we're going there, we invite those who are listening and watching us by Facebook and radio today, invite you to be a part of our service and ask that you would be blessed by the Word of God as you have been blessed so far. So from Hebrews chapter number 1, beginning in verse number 1. The scripture says, God, who in sundry times and in divers manners spake in times past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these days, speaking of the same God, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds, who being in the brightness of his glory and the expressed image of his person and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. I want to talk to you for a few minutes this morning concerning how God speaks. God speaks. In the third verse of the first chapter of the book of Genesis in the Bible, these three words are recorded. And God said, and God said, and God said. In the following verses of that chapter, nine times it's written, and God said. Now, we need to understand from the very beginning that God speaks. Because the Bible said, God said. And the scripture says, in these sundry times and by different manners, in other words, different ways, God speaks to us. I told a little story in the back while we were having coffee about a gentleman years ago in a church that we were in. He had made his way down to the altar to pray. And after praying, he stood up, came by where myself and other men were standing, and he said, in frustration, he said, I didn't feel a thing. I can't feel God anymore. He said, God never speaks to me. I found that kind of strange for a man who just got up from the altar. And he said, I don't know. I guess God just can't talk to me. And I said, well, sure God can talk to you. He said, how do you know? I said, because he talked to a donkey. You can imagine that went over real big, huh? Yes, God can talk to us. But you have to have a spiritual ear to hear him. Yeah. And you have to read his word and hear his word and do his word to understand that he speaks to us through his word in different ways, in different manners, just as he did in the Old Testament through the prophets. So God is himself a voice that is the author of faith. God spoke everything into existence by his faith. He just spoke it, and it happened. Now, we don't have that kind of creation faith, and we don't have that creative voice that God has, but we have his word that tells us how he did it and tells us that he did do it. And he still speaks to us today if we will listen to what he says. And from that time on throughout the centuries, And the entire Bible that's been preached for all of these years, we hear it over and over again, the voice of God as he speaks. So we need to understand how that God speaks to us. I don't know, because I can't speak for you that have been married only a short time. But those of us who have been married a long time, we know when our wife speaks without saying a word. Come on, guys. You know what I'm talking about. That special look, doesn't have to say a word, but you know that you're in it now. Because she speaks that way. It's a language that only exists between the two of you. Anybody else can see that look and say, wow, that looks good. But you see it and say, I'm in trouble. Now, God speaks to us in different ways, but he does speak. He speaks words of creation, as the scripture tells us in the very beginning. He speaks words of destruction. You remember the flood, the destruction that took place. God spoke it. He speaks words of deliverance. When we're bound, he delivers us. When we got saved, he delivered us from the bondage of sin. He speaks words of bondage, that we are released from that bondage, from the sin, from the bondage that Satan had us in. His word tells us that. He speaks words of defeat. And he speaks words of victory. He speaks words of judgment. His judgment sometimes takes place very shortly after a person sins, and sometimes it just waits down the road. But in his word, he speaks judgment to us. He speaks death. The wages of sin is death. He speaks life. I'm the way, the truth, and the life. He speaks hell, and he speaks heaven. To the believer, he speaks heaven, and he's speaking to us today. He speaks to nature. He speaks to the wind. He speaks to the sea. Jesus said the words, and the sea calm down. He speaks to storms that come into our life. Physical, spiritual, no matter how they may be, God speaks to those storms. Shelley just testified of one this morning. That was a storm that is coming against her. God spoke to her through the Spirit of God. He speaks to the sun, and he speaks to the stars. He speaks to the moon, and he speaks to mankind. And in all that God speaks to, he speaks to mankind the most. He speaks more to mankind than he speaks to anything else he's created. You wonder why. I'm not that smart, but I have the answer. Because everything else obeys him, and man doesn't. Somebody ought to say amen. Isn't that true? The wind and the seas and the stars and everything else that God created, they do not question God. They just obey him. The birds sing a song that God gives them to sing in obedience to his creation of them. The only creation that God has trouble with is mankind. All others obey without question. Even the demon powers of hell obey God. His word tells us that. We experience that when we enact the power of Jesus' name over the works of the enemy. Demon powers of hell come against us, but God has spoken to us in his word. And he said, in the name of Jesus, I've given you power over all that the enemy brings into your life. Now, the reason we're not victorious all the time is because we're not faithful, and also because it's not God's time. Somebody I was talking to the other day and at the post office, and we were about the same age since we went to school together. One of the few left that goes to our our reunion. And he said, ain't it funny that how God just allows us to have these aches and these pains and these hurts as we get older? I said, no, that's not funny. That hurts. Ain't nothing funny about that. He said, well, why do you think that happens? I said, I don't know exactly, but I can tell you this, that just because God doesn't heal me doesn't mean he's not a healer. Just because God doesn't give a blessing that I want to me does not mean that he is the giver of every good and perfect gift. Just because God doesn't do what we want when we want him to do it, doesn't mean he doesn't exist. But everything in his plan for our lives is done in his time. And he does it at the time we need it for his glory. And I make this statement often because I've been a product of God's healing on more than one occasion. And if God has ever healed you, no one can ever tell you that God doesn't heal. It's only if you've never been healed that you might question God's healing. But Jesus said, by his stripes, by his wounds, we are healed. You see, that's God speaking to us and telling us what he'll do for us if we have faith in him and wait upon him and wait for his answer. Now, the Bible says here that he spoke in different times and in different ways. And he spoke through the prophets. And he spoke to mankind through these prophets. And he spoke in many various ways, sundry ways. That's what the Bible talks about, sundry times, or different ways that God spoke to us. And here we have a revelation of God given by God to two different groups of people at two different times. The time of the Old Testament and the time of the last days. God speaks. It's still his voice. The dispensation of grace or the church age that we live in still hears the voice of God as he speaks through his word and he speaks through the Holy Spirit. The thing that is most important is to realize that in all that God speaks, the purpose and the reason for him speaking centers on the sacrifice that Jesus made for us on the cross. You've read the scripture, I can do all things. How? Through Christ, who strengthens me. Not through my works, not through my abilities, not through anything that I can conjure up, but only through Christ can I do all things. And only through Christ can I do all things when it's God's time and it's God's will. And many times we bother God so much about something that we want that he says, okay, dummy, you can have it. Give you a perfect example of that at the very beginning. The king that Israel wanted, they just hammered God and they hammered God and they hammered God. We want a king. Every nation has a king. We want a king. So he gave them a king. His name was Saul. How did that work out? No, God had a king for them. But they couldn't wait for him. No, God had a plan. A king was coming to Israel. His name was David. That was God's plan for Israel to have a king. But no, they wanted a king right away. And you see the results of that. How many times have we gotten what we wanted from God right away, only to find out and wish that God hadn't given it to us? The thing that's most important is centered on the sacrifice. In the Old Testament, the blood of bulls and goats were sacrificed, and they were a symbol of what was coming, a blood sacrifice by one individual, Jesus Christ. But now he speaks expressly to us in the New Testament and the New Covenant through his word. And his word is a living word and a written word, and it's all the same. It's what the scripture tells us. When we read the words that Jesus spoke when he was here on earth, those words are still alive today in God's word. That's why he tells us not to be just hearers of the word, but to become doers of the word, because just listening to the words of Jesus is not going to do us any good if we don't go out and do what Jesus tells us to do. More than listeners, doers. That's what's important to God. You see, there were shadows and types of the Old Testament, and they're all gone now. Everything has been fulfilled to this time and this age of grace that we're in. They were here for us to study and to learn and to enter into in order to hear God's word. He's given it to us. See, we have that fulfillment. All the types and shadows of the Old Testament have been fulfilled. All of the prophecies concerning that which is after the days of grace have yet to come. But the word lets us know that all that God wants us to know and what he wants to fulfill in our lives are done now for us. That's why we come to Bible study. That's why we come to church. That's why we preach. That's why we teach. And that's why we're supposed to hear what God has to say. He still speaks to his word, and he does it to you and I as individuals. And then when he's got our attention, he speaks to the church. Because whether you like it or not, you're a part of the church if you're a born-again believer. Being a part of the church makes you a part of the church family. Being a part of the church family means you have the responsibility to protect one another. Oh. Yeah, I've heard it said, probably said it myself. I don't care what you do to me, but don't touch my kids. Come on, some of you dads said the same thing. Some of you moms the same way, you old soccer moms out there. Huh? Yeah. Well, that's the way we're supposed to be in the church. Yeah. We are to protect one another. The Bible tells us that. We're not to be feuding and fussing over stupid things in the church. Even if you don't agree with somebody, God speaks to us and he says this, come, let us reason together. Now, some of you act like you never read that verse in the Bible. Maybe some didn't. But it's there. God speaks to us on how to conduct ourselves as Christians. How to conduct ourselves as his church. Years ago, a very wise old preacher, he was old then, my wife and I were discussing something with him. I don't remember what the subject was, to tell you the truth. Must have happened yesterday. But I remember what the preacher said as we were discussing something about somebody. I don't know what the situation was, but he looked at my wife and he said, remember, you're a Christian first. Yeah. Remember, You are representing Jesus first. God has spoken to you in the Word, told you what you are. You're a child of God. You're a child of the King. You represent Him here on earth. This is God's kingdom on earth. God has another kingdom that will be joined together, heaven and earth, one day. But if you read the parables, you find out Jesus compares the parables to things that have happened on earth. This, he said, is like the kingdom of heaven, that a man takes a journey. This is how the kingdom of heaven works, that a man plants seed. He's speaking to the things on earth that we do, so that means we represent the kingdom of heaven here. Oh, kingdom of heaven lives in us, or it's supposed to. We make up that kingdom on earth. Jesus set the standard for it. He said, hear my word and obey my word, because you're setting the standard for the kingdom of heaven on earth. The world doesn't have that standard, but you and I as Christian believers and ever born again believer in the world does have that standard. Bible gives it to us. Now it is of the utmost importance that we hear, that we know, that we understand what God says. Because He's spoken to us through His Son. You heard what He said. He spoke unto the fathers by the prophets. But now in these last days, He's spoken to us by His Son. When you call upon the name of Jesus, you're calling upon the entire Word of God. All the power has been given to Him. All judgment will be His. He was there in the creation. The Bible tells us that the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit was there in creation. The Word was there and the Word was God. So it all comes together at that point to operate His kingdom all through the dispensations of time, even unto heaven, as He spoke it in His Word. It's going to happen. First, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit all speak the same thing. Some people says, well, the Bible's full of contradictions. Well, that's because you don't read the Bible and consider it to be the Word of God. Because if you did, you'd know that God cannot contradict Himself. Men do that. That's why He has to speak to us so often. But God doesn't. They all speak the message. A message of deliverance from sin. A message of eternity for us. A message through the finished work of Jesus Christ on the cross that guarantees you and I all that God has given to us, spoken to us in His Word, and spoken to us through the Holy Spirit. Now, some folks have a misunderstanding of the Holy Spirit working and speaking. The Holy Spirit doesn't speak to an individual to lead them and guide them through the tongues and the interpretation of tongues. That's a message from God. The Holy Spirit leads us by the conviction of our heart. Have you ever wanted to do something or started to do something and then said, I better not do that? Well, what is that? That wasn't your flesh telling you not to do it. Your flesh says, come on, man. Let's go. No, it's the Holy Spirit that says, wait. It's the Holy Spirit that says, listen to the Word of God. It's the Holy Spirit that says, let me guide you through this. Let me lead you through this. And some folks sit around waiting to hear God's voice. He's got to talk to us in a big roar of thunder and lightning. No. No, God doesn't speak to us that way. He speaks through His Word. And through His Word, we learn the message that's given to us. And the message begins with the cross. The Holy Spirit, God's grace, opens the door for us to come under conviction to the cross to be saved. And very few people have ever been saved without hearing the Word of God. There are some situations, I'm sure, where in an instant conviction will come and salvation will come to someone who maybe knows a little bit about God and draws them to salvation. But by far, it is hearing the Word of God, recognizing the conviction that draws you to Christ and Him crucified. It wasn't your decision. Oh, I've heard them say, I have decided to follow Jesus. Well, that's after you're saved. I don't know, because I can't speak for you. But everyone that I do know from years ago when I was a sinner and they were a sinner, we all had fun sinning. Don't look at me like that. You did too. If you didn't enjoy sin, you never learned how to sin. Sure, that's the nature. That's the selfishness. That's old flesh. Yeah. We didn't have to ask anybody. Sin comes naturally. Part of the human makeup because of the fall. But it is the Holy Spirit that draws us in the conviction when we hear the Word of God, because that's God speaking to us. That's the Holy Spirit speaking to us and drawing us to Christ for salvation. Now, see, this plan of salvation has more tied to it than we think. Because after the work of salvation is completed, there's another work that takes place in our lives. It's called justification. Then God sees us in a different light. First, He saw us as a sinner. Then when we got saved, He saw us as a saved individual. Now, He wants to see us justified. Justified, just as if I'd never sinned. That's the way He sees us now. Justified. Not by works, same way for salvation. Not by how intelligent we are or how good we are, what abilities we have, whether we have any charisma or not. Not by any of that. Justification comes through faith. We are justified in the sight of God. And the third part or the third action of salvation after we are initially saved, is that salvation, justification, and then, oh, Lord, I could preach for an hour here, but I know time's slipping away. It's called sanctification.
Pastor Spell and the congregation of Victory Gospel Lighthouse wish to thank you for tuning into our broadcast and want you to join us at the same time next Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. for more of God's Word here on HLE Radio. If you would like to partner with us by spreading the gospel, you can send your support to P.O. Box 387, Jennings, Louisiana 70546. If you would like to listen to more sermons, you can do so by going to hleradio.com and clicking on Online Sermons, Victory Gospel Lighthouse. We hope you will join us next week. God bless you and God bless America.
No, I'm not perfect, and I'll never be. Your sweet forgiveness, Lord, can rescue me. Here comes His grace again. There goes my fear. Here comes my Lord and friend. drive my